God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is He Who Is Without Guilt. We begin. Feeling guilty has nothing to do with doing a wrong or bad thing. Feeling guilty has only to do with what you have been taught is a wrong or bad thing. It all depends upon the culture you were raised with and what your parents, religious leaders, and peers have taught you to feel guilty about. Guilt is one of the world's largest dilemmas. Most of what we do is based upon feeling guilty about one thing or another. Even more so, our lives are based upon inflicting guilt upon others in order to get what we want. This concept of guilt is what keeps us separated from each other, and it's what keeps us separated from our Creator. Guilt is based upon fear, which means it can't be a product of our Creator. God exists as perfect love, and since perfect love casts out all fear, fear cannot exist where God exists, and if God exists within you, guilt cannot exist there. Why is it then that we have made guilt so real in our lives and in the lives of those around us? Because we really don't have the completeness of God at the center of our being. If we did, we would and could only love at all times. We would fear nothing, knowing that fear only exists as a mistaken perception. Having no fear within us, we would not feel guilty before our Creator, nor would we use guilt and fear to manipulate those around us. Removing guilt in our relationships with people is a very important step towards awakening your awareness of your oneness with them and with your Creator. Consider the following things. Do you feel people are obligated to either pay for or return your favors? Without the proper motivation, we often do things for others with the expectation of the favor being returned. We make our friends and family obligated, guilty before our hearts, and now they owe you. Never do favors, just do. Never lend, just give. If you can let your heart be led by love and expect nothing back, you have not placed guilt upon anyone and they remain free. Where Shakespeare states in Hamlet, neither a borrower nor a lender be, doesn't mean to deny a person's request, but to do it without obligation and without placing guilt. Also, by giving in this way, you have not made the other a borrower either. Often, the simplest things in life become so complicated. When you say, I love you, to somebody, do you feel cheated if the gesture is not immediately returned? Have you said it because it was a wonderful thought in your heart, or because you wanted somebody to say it to you? Do you want people to appear to love you out of guilt and obligation, or to truly love you? The concept of, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, is so very mistaken. If we thought others would genuinely love us, we wouldn't feel the need to make them feel obligated to love us or to do for us. Somewhere we have gotten it into our heads that we are unworthy of love from each other, and especially from God. Do you do things to deliberately make others feel guilty or sorry for you? A leading excuse for getting others to love you is to be sick. You have the capacity to create your own sicknesses, and sometimes you might either create or allow a sickness for the sole purpose of placing that guilt upon yourself or others in order to get attention. Many of us welcome sickness as a means to secure the love and attention of others, but this is not the best way to show your need for love. Not only will it eventually destroy your body, but it adversely affects all those around you. God wants you well, as do all your loved ones. You can choose to improve and be well and still find love and attention without making others feel guilty of your situation. Another way we sometimes pass guilt onto others is to ensure they are very aware of bad circumstances in your life and to make them feel obligated enough, guilty enough, to help you out. Often the bad situation you are in is something you allow to be brought on for the sole purpose of ensuring others will help you. When you feel as though you can't do it alone, we tend to think it's necessary to place guilt upon those around us in order for them to help us. God is always there to help, and you don't have to make Him feel guilty. He knows your needs. The bottom line is that placing guilt upon anyone else, or even upon yourself, does not do anything to correct the source of the real problem. The source of your problem is that you fear many things, and you are not looking to face these fears, only to make them somebody else's problem. Others may be able to get you by, but only with an open heart and true desire can God heal you of these fears. Only with God's help can you be released from the prison built by your guilt. Know this and believe this. You are guilty of nothing. God loves you. He loves you more than any of us can even begin to fathom. You are a bright and shining spirit in His eyes, and the only one who sees this differently is you. God already accepts you for who you are and is just waiting for you to accept Him as He is, flawless and full of love, just like your true spirit really is. He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. When Christ spoke these words, He knew that everyone present felt guilty about one thing or another. He also knew that their desire to exact punishment upon this woman was just a ruse to quench their own feelings of guilt. By making them see the similarity they had with the woman in question, they could not continue their task. Had they been more open to hear God, they would have already been provided with the realization that their guilt was not real, and that they were one with God and the woman in question. Ask for peace in your heart, and for truth to be revealed to you. Truth will never hurt you or imprison you, but it will set you free from all guilt and fears. Seek the truth, and you shall find it. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BeingWilling.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.